Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Turn back the clock to year 2002. And that year, the Farm Bill added COOL, country of origin labeling for meat. That has been a problem for the last 12 years. Consumer groups argue that they have a right to know where their meat comes from and where it has been. Mexico and Canada see the requirement as a clear effort to restrict trade, and the World Trade Organization says that COOL violates WTO trade rules. 2 years ago, the WTO found that the United States COOL rule for meat is discriminatory against Canada and Mexico livestock. Not to be deterred, the United States developed new COOL requirements for meat. Canada and Mexico quickly turned to the World Trade Organization and challenged the new USDA rule. The WTO Dispute Settlement Panel has issued a confidential report. The Wall Street Journal writes that the United States has lost. Canada and Mexico win. I'm not surprised. COOL is not fair to Canada and Mexico, two of our best trading partners. United States has been a leader in ag trade, a leader in establishing the WTO, a leader in developing the North American Free Trade Agreement. We need to comply with our trade obligations. When the official ruling is released, which should be this fall, and WTO finds the United States in violation of our trade obligations, the Secretary of Agriculture should immediately rescind the COOL rule for meat. Congress must then move quickly to fix the underlying statute. Now, that's the way it should end. However, U.S. could appeal the WTO ruling, and then Canada and Mexico could retaliate against a broad range of U.S. products. We could lose billions of dollars in exports. A trade war with our closest neighbors would have a devastating economic impact. Country of origin labeling sounds simple, but it is not. Example, calves raised in the United States, sold to someone in Canada, where they are fed out, ready for market. They are then shipped back to the United States for slaughter. They have to be processed separately from other cattle that didn't take the same route. Our processors can't afford to separate their animals into all kinds of different groups to ensure accurate COOL. It's crazy, and it's time to get this dispute behind us. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.